attack!
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
What did you?
What did you? Oh, what's up? Ice into a cup.
I'm assuming you're not talking to me.
I'm talking to you. Did you just pour ice into a cup?
No, I didn't.
What was that? I like hearing sounds and trying to guess what they are.
Was that a massive explosion? No, it was not. Was that a cotton ball touching a fucking, like, what? I swear to God, it was a cotton ball falling on a carpeted ground. Wasn't it? Wasn't it? Wasn't it? That? I was like, your hair is not that good, Aaron, all right? Pump the brakes, bro.
So what was it?
It's nothing. I don't even know what the hell you're bugging. I'm like in my room chilling.
I was so close.
Not even close to a fridge. There's no cup anywhere that has ice.
It was ice cubes falling into a cup. I was just trying to guess. That's all. That is all.
Horrible.
Welcome to the episode of The Spooky Commute. I am Aaron.
And I'm Homer, guess.
Welcome back. Look at that.
I don't think neither one of us are commuting right now.
I am commuting across the print shop, printing bears.
Okay, because
yeah, that's definitely a stretch of the imagination. I think you might be correct. We are not commuting today. We are in stationary locations, which, if we're lucky, means less technical difficulties.
Let's
but I
just
probably
hope.
Just drink jinxed it. So
yeah. Why weren't you talking for 2 minutes? Like.
Yeah. Ain't that something? I did have technical difficulties on the last show, to which I didn't know I was having technical difficulties. And then I came back and Homer was like, "Oh, yep, there he is." So when I re-listened to the audio to, you know, do some minor edits, I could not help but laugh at Homer's entertainment for y'all when he was solo dolo for those 32 seconds.
I do what I can.
There we go. There it is. There it is. That's what we've been waiting for. Oh my goodness gracious. I had a eventful weekend in general.
Really?
Did some stuff that was interesting. But the stuff I'm excited to talk about is my spooky stuff over the weekend.
All
right. Let me get into my snack here. Because this one I was really excited about. I was excited because of how it happened. So I have to go to the grocery store by myself, which never happens. Because if there's one thing I have that's bad, you know how people get like road rage?
Mm-hmm.
I get cart rage, like bad, bro. Like bad, man. Like it is not good. And so I was sent to the store with a very short list. Two things out of the vegetable aisle, which if there's one place my cart rage is the worst, it's the vegetable aisle. God, I just wanna,
people always stopping at looking at every fruit every 5 seconds.
Dude, they're corn. It doesn't matter which one you get. Just pick up the corns. They're four for a dollar. Worst case scenario, you have a corn that's not worth the full 25 cents. It's worth 2 dimes. Like, get over yourself. It's freaking corn.
You're not picking cantaloupe or anything. All right, come on now.
Exactly. Come on now. Come on. Pumpkin section, forgivable. Corn, no. Ugh. So anyways, I'm rolling through the local Superhead, you know, the big old H-E-B. And I'm going across section, and then I realize, oh, I am without anybody. It's just me. I'm trying to be fast, but if I see anything, and oh, look, a squirrel. Found a whole freaking section of fall samples, bro.
Samples?
Dude, they were sampling fall festivities, and I want to talk about one in particular because I thought the concept was genius. Like, way to take something that's supposed to look healthy and just completely flip it on its head. Are you familiar?
Completely butcher.
I don't know if I I'd use the word butchered, but I definitely think there's some false advertisement considered in this one. Are you familiar with the Nutri-Grain bar?
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody knows the Nutri-Grain bar, right? Yeah. It's like basically marketed as like a granola, healthy snack type thing. It's like a little grain with some fruit jelly usually in it. Well, they had a fall version of the Nutri-Grain bar. Consisted of a pumpkin spice breading straight up filled with cream.
So it's just pumpkin cake, right? Is that all it is?
It is basically like a pumpkin roll.
The way you made it sound was just like, it's just pumpkin pie, and you know, they just put a little cream in it, boom. Healthy. It's healthy.
Yeah. That's exactly how it was marketed. It's in like one of those healthy looking boxes too. It's got all the stats.
It says fiber, boom, bam on the box, all hardcore.
Hi, dude, you called me fiber. Oh my God, bro. I definitely had more than one of those samples and they were delicious. And I thought I was eating nothing healthy while I was chewing on that piece of goodness.
Do y'all sell the whole cake? What are you talking about?
No, dude, they're like, no, sir, you don't understand. These are for the to-go commuter. They're individually wrapped. I was like, oh, my God. That's when it hit me. This is a knockoff of a fucking Nutri-Grain bar. Genius. Genius. Very good. Highly recommended if you are close to an HEB.
So is it something that you could only buy at HEB? Like, does HEB make it or...
HEB does make it because what's one of their brands? It was one of the HEB brands. Yep, there you go. I'm sure there's like a name brand version of it somewhere, but for us here in South Texas, Hill Country Fair is the name brand.
That is the name brand.
Yeah, dude, it was solid. I was impressed. Very impressed.
Well, like last weekend, I was slacking on my snacks. Because when I went shopping, I was like, well, let me go see if they have like a fall little side. The way that you kind of were looking, you know what I mean?
And yeah, so usually, yeah, for sure.
You know, they have them out there like propped up, like seasonal, just boom in the middle of the aisles with just 250 boxes just there, four different varieties. Well, I go looking up and down, and all they have is just, like, freaking, what was it? Like, the scents, like, the spray scents, you know, like, oh, want to have your house smell more festive, you know? And I'm like, I want treats, you know, and I'm getting upset.
I call them bootleg scents.
Bootleg.
Because those scents are for people who aren't festive enough in their house, they have to bootleg the smell. Yeah, they're like, oh, man, you know, I want it to smell like pumpkins, but I don't want to go get a pumpkin. Febreze the bitch. Febreze.
Do it that way.
Yeah, no, that's what we call a bootleg scent.
And so, like, that's all I was seeing everywhere. And I was like, let me go down the regular aisle. And, of course, down the regular aisle was just the regular stuff and nothing exciting.
You know what scents I do like, though? You know, I'm dogging the scents, but, I mean, we get the scents all the time. Let's be for real. The little wax meltables, like the Scentsy things. Yeah. Dude, those things are great. They're so good. So easy to change out, and you don't spray, like, the Febreze, so then, like, your couch doesn't smell like pumpkin, too.
Yeah.
Which isn't a bad thing, but I do like those. I had a very fall dinner this weekend. When I had it, my wife made an excellent dinner. Not part of the dinner I had to go to this grocery store for myself. But when she made it, I was like, dude, this like just feels very fall, very hearty. We did fried pork chops, fresh mashed potatoes, a little bit of green beans, fresh cut green beans, side of applesauce.
That feels more southern than it does, but I don't know. That might be me.
Fair. It felt folly, though, because, you know, something so heavy like that during the summertime usually isn't quite as appealing. If it's summertime, I want barbecue. But
maybe the mashed potatoes and the green beans did it. Like, it felt more, oh, it's getting close to Thanksgiving, you know? Like,
you start using your oven more. When you're using your oven, that's what I think, that's another thing as you get older. God, I feel like an old man right now. That's like a one of those things, hey, babe, that just makes you feel like,
babe, I'm on the way home. Cool. Preheat the oven to 350, okay? I'll be there in a second.
No. We're going to broil the leftovers. Crisp it, love.
Give it a little flavor. Give it a little flavor.
No. Microwave them for 40 seconds. Broil them. 1 minute one side, 1 minute the other side. It'll be like you just cooked up.
That'll be good.
Did you watch anything good this weekend?
This weekend, no. Last week, yes.
Oh, my God.
I saw Venom.
Oh. Oh, that's right.
That's right.
The last time we were here on the show. Hey, dun, dun, dun. Dude, before you Venom. Tell us how Venom, everybody was really dogging this. It's got terrible reviews, and it was definitely projected to make like $30 million this weekend. Dude, that shit crushed.
Yeah,
it made $80 million this weekend.
Kicked ass.
That's freaking insane.
So I thought it was a great movie. I don't want to say great, like it was amazing, but it was really, really fun. It was enjoyable. Like, there was action, there was comedy. Like, you know, yeah, I could understand where the critics were like, oh, well, this nitpick that they didn't show enough of the love and communication between them two. And I was like, okay, I don't see why they would, but all right. Moving on. And then, like, you know, like, they just went for every little nitpick detail, dude. And I was just over it. And they were like, oh, the CGI was way better in, like, all the other Marvel movies. And I was like, oh, my God. I was like, it was a good movie. Like, it was fun. It was enjoyable. My roommate was like, let me know how it was. I told him the same thing I was saying now. It's really good. You're going to have fun. It's going to be an enjoyable movie. You're not going to come out going, damn, that sucked. I wasted $10. Sure enough, he came home and he was like, dude, it was awesome. I'll probably go in the next week to go watch it again just in case I missed stuff in the background. And I was like, I know. I was like, I want to go see it again just in case, like, I missed stuff. But, I mean, like, I feel they did what we were saying last time, that they bashed it the way they did Suicide Squad. Like, all the critics were like, it sucks. There's no better Joker than Ledger. You know, like, they were just nitpicking at everything. Like, Harley Quinn would never do that. And it's like, oh. But then you watch the movie and you're like, it was enjoyable. It was action, you know. They may have not casted the right people or whatever.
I mean, can every movie be better? Probably. Just about. But I mean, if you have a good time, who the fuck cares, really, right? I've been trolling through this
Huluween, bro.
Huluween section on Hulu. I got some feedback in the Huluween department. I got some good ones and some bad ones. Oddly enough, good ones were movies. Ones that I wasn't as much a fan of, TV shows. I'll start strong. Movie. Watched it last night. It was freaking great. It's called
The
Midnight.
No, I saw it, girl. I was like on Hulu when I was checking it out.
Highly recommend, especially since it's on Hulu. Very thriller-esque movie where basically, and it's in the trailer, so it's not a spoiler. I don't want to hear. Clicking of Prove the it. Xbox controller. See? Boom! All right, I'm one for one. Technically, I got a better record than the Cowboys right now. Moving on. Basically, a couple that's relationships on the rocks, driving home for some New Year's Eve party. And they hit a guy. And the husband's kind of a dick. And is like, whoa, 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 whoa. Let's take him home instead of taking him to a hospital. Where they go, then he goes through his pockets. First, jacks the money out of his wallet. Told you, husband's super dick. And then they find their address in his pocket.
Huh.
And the rest of the movie is like, well, why the fuck is this motherfucker's ass got our address in his pocket? And anything past that would be a spoiler.
What was it called?
Excellent movie, man. Really, really good.
The Midnighters, okay.
Midnighters, yeah. Solid thriller movie. One thing, too, I've liked about... I like about horror movies, too, in general. It's too quick in and out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was an hour and a half. So easy to manage.
And that's the thing, easy to manage. It's just enjoyable when it's like that, dude. Like, it's not like they dragged it out, you know? It's like, I didn't want to see a 2 hour, 45 minutes of a movie and only got 5 kills in the whole thing. Like, come on.
Exactly. You know, I don't want to see a movie, and also, too, I don't want to see a long movie that doesn't have a payoff. Sometimes this happens in shows. A la, let me talk about one of the shows. Watch this show called Tagged.
Tagged.
Have you seen this show? Tagged. Basically, these girls have like a blog or something, and some killer tags them on Instagram during a video of him killing somebody. And from the trailer and from the description, I thought they were going to like try to exploit it or try to figure it out. And after spending 2 hours with these girls through 2 episodes of this show, I seriously have no idea what they're doing. Very confusing. And it was like, I couldn't understand how such little happened in 2 full hours.
That happened.
I'll close it out with a strong one, though. You familiar with the Julia Stiles? And, Yeah. And I was going to tell you the other guy's name, but I just forgot it because I'm
zoning out there.
Terrible like that. And I don't want to say I'm zoning out. I just forgot homeboy's name. And his name is Scott Speedman. Might know him from the hit show Animal Kingdom. Or if you want to stay creepy with it, he was the guy in Underworld.
Oh,
who becomes half vampire, half like him.
I know who you're talking about.
Okay, so it's these two. I knew I'd like, get you somewhere.
Lost. I don't even know what you're talking about. Underworld, the half and half guy. Got it. Boom. Moving on.
All right. Boom. So let me tell you the weird part. If as long as you can get over this piece of this movie, the rest of the movie was great. So Julia Stiles and Scott Speedman, obviously, if you know what they look like, you know what they look like. They're both typical, you know, Caucasian male and female. Have a Caucasian daughter who talks with a British accent. Despite the fact that neither of them have a British accent. And they're moving to Cuba because apparently Julia Stiles' dad is Cuban and owns a business in Cuba. And they're going down there for her to help him run it.
It's like...
Yeah, a lot of that. It's a lot to take in. Trust me. I was like,
I'm like over here questioning, like, what's going on here?
We're watching it. Deborah's like, why does that girl have an accent? I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, hi, daddy. Hi, mommy. I was like,
oh, you didn't hear it the first time around until somebody pointed it out.
I didn't catch it the first time. Let me tell you, the girl doesn't have a lot of dialogue. She just does a lot of screaming because apparently she gets kidnapped by
John Stamos.
People of this city who are so close. You're just as close as I was to Ice Cube's earlier. No, it's just some kids that like got burned in the city and got screwed over by the conquistadors. So they're haunting the city, allegedly. And it's a pretty wild ride, man. It's crazy when the ghosts and the bad guys are literally a bunch of little kids. Want to talk about creepy? That stuff was creepy.
I don't like those kids solid. Movies solid. Walking around. It freaks me out every now and then. I'm like, I'm done. Change to the channel. We're at the movie theaters. Mm-hmm. Change it. I'm out of here.
Done. I came home the other day. My Little Pony was on. I was like, God, what are these things?
Demons.
Release the demon. Dude, yeah, some great movies that I would highly recommend. Great little horror twist elements. Some of it I had not seen before, and just really fun movies. And it's on freaking Hulu. I'm all about not having to pay.
Also,
more money
Netflix
to go see
released
movies.
A trailer this past week. I don't know if you saw it. It was Netflix and Chill, but it was nothing but like their quote unquote horror that they have on there. So it's pretty much just like.
Yes,
you know, it shows like the new show that's coming up, the Haunted House on the Hill, and then they showed like, you know, Stranger Things and other little ones and Blade, you know, just a little horror things and cool stuff that they have that they recently post and that are coming soon. So
sweet. I'm all about these releases that Netflix has going on right now. Mm-hmm. Blade and Blade 2. On top of, what was the other one? Oh, you know what? Mix it up with Hulu. You know what else we watched this weekend? Freaking Nightmare Before Christmas.
I think it was funny because I had my son this weekend and like, we were going through like horror and I was trying to find something kiddish, you know, for him. And he was like, oh, Nightmare Before Christmas, let's watch it. So I was like, oh yeah, sure. So we put it on, we started watching and he goes, you know what sucks? I only get to see this like, 3 times a year, and I was like, what? Why? And he was like, because I only watch it when it's on TV during Christmas or during Halloween. And I was like, I have it. Like, whenever you need to, boy.
Son, we have this on Blu-ray. What are you talking about? Do you need a digital copy?
Put this
son?
Flash drive
right now.
Take it home, okay? But it was just so like, I was like, what are you talking about? Twice, 3 times a year. It's all the time. You let me know.
Dude, are you kidding me? It is an all year round movie. And you know it is because it got stores for all the different holidays. Boom. Proof. That's what we call proof here in showbiz. Yeah, dude, I freaking love that movie. And it's awesome watching it with the kids because the kids definitely. Particularly my older son, we straight up sung like the first 3 songs and didn't miss a single word, neither of us. Oh yeah, dude, it was super G. To a guy
a few,
in Kentucky, I'm
a few years
unlucky.
Back, well, a few years, more like 8 or 10 maybe. They did a re-release of that, of the CD or the soundtrack or whatever. I have a copy, but I don't know if you have one.
Oh yeah.
But they have like Marilyn Manson and like Fall Out Boy and all these other people that do it. And I was like, oh my God.
Yes. Dude, okay. I don't have a copy of it because I live in the 21st century.
Well, see, back in the day, it was not the 21st century. But, and I had to buy it.
Did I look? Back in the day, we had to buy these things. Just pay a monthly subscription for it. But to your point, I could tell you my 3 favorite songs off of that album. One, dude, Marilyn Manson, This Is Halloween, one of the sickest remixes ever. Ever, bro. Amy Lee or Fly? Amy Leaf has one. Flyleaf does one. Both of those are great. I think Flyleaf does, and then Korn does the...
That's right. I forgot.
The Three Little Kids. Dude, the most underrated one though is Plain White Tees does Jack's Surprise, like the ending song. After he's all knocked out and everything, and it's the Plain White Tees.
It's
so
all depressing.
Good. So good. No, dude, he has like that big comeback where he's and. I Jack the Pumpkin King, and he does the. That's right. I am the Pumpkin King, and then the whole
and
beat.
It's Plain
White Tees
just jamming out a hard one. Acoustic.
We're gonna have to do a whole episode on freaking Nightmare Before Christmas, or emo songs to get you in the holidays,
or
of Halloween.
Best Halloween soundtrack.
Oh, we're going to cut it right there. That's the end. I think y'all just found Thursday's episode. Homer, put them together.
I don't know what's going on. I'm too hyped about it now. I want to start thinking about like soundtracks, but I've never like. I'm like, oh man, now I gotta watch new movies and rewatch old ones just in case.
Yeah. Oh my god, we gotta put the Mamiska. That's it. I can't. Stop. We gotta stop. We're already over time.
All right, again.
We're getting into next week's episode. This is it. End your commute now. Be where you need to
be. I'm Homer, and I'm out.
I'm Aaron. Y'all have a good night.